sponsoring today's World of Phil podcast. Listen, this is National Meat Month. Here's a meat musing. I love to grill it very lightly and then eat it raw, cold in the middle, because I'm a man.
We're at 10.
Man up.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. This is Steve Bozell along with Bud Dickman, and here we are in the broadcast center of Henry Radio. Boy, I'm on pins and needles, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good because the Denver Broncos and, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, this is the Broncos. Don't worry about it. I double-checked. I made sure when we were driving in from the airport. I know it sounds silly, but I asked them, what city are we in? And they said, you're still in L.A. And I said, oh, that's right. We're doing the game from the broadcast center of Henry Radio, but what city would we be in?
What were we doing driving from the airport?
Remember I was doing a practice run on how to get to the airport, then I remembered that we didn't have to go to the airport?
Oh, yeah.
God, I'm just so nervous. That's what we did, folks. We went to the airport. I had us go to the airport. Well, anyway, I'm Steve Bozell, and you can see all the graphics and all the very graphic imagery. By that, if you're listening and you're not yet watching, I don't mean nude. There's nothing nude. Tom Brady there, the quarterback of the ages. He may go down in history as the greatest quarterback that has ever lived at any time. Right there is Jim Nance. He won't probably go down in history for much of anything. Phil Simms may go down in history for being in a Super Bowl.
Phil Simms played a good Super Bowl one time.
Yeah, he did against the Denver Broncos. And then Jeff Hostetler, forget his name now, Jeff.
Jeff Hostetler was also the quarterback of the New York Giants, and they also won against another team that they played.
Yeah, I forget who. Oh, I know it was the Buffalo Bills, but I don't know who the quarterback was of the New York Giants then. It might have been Jeff Hostetler. Trace Nelson, is that Champ Bailey? If that's Champ Bailey, I'm a son of a bitch. I'll tell you what it is. It's Champ Bailey. And Champ Bailey, 15 years, second career interception in GMs versus Tom Brady. Oh, in playoff game. I don't know what any of that meant. They showed a graphic on the field. They did show a graphic on the field.
This is the Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell game of the week on Phil TV.
And I want everybody out there to tell everybody that you know. Tell everyone that you see on the streets and in the fields. To tell them that Phil TV's got Bozell and Dickman on right now. And now...
You get all choked up about the national anthem.
Well, why wouldn't I? And now, the national anthem.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Beverly Hills bringing you this little snippet, this little highlight from yesterday's playoff or Sunday's playoff action between the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots, done by Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman. It sucks.
Here at
Ted's. It's National Meat Month.
Wanna put our meat in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And there is the National Anthem of America, sung by that lady. And,
well, I mean, right now we do not yet have the names of people that are singing the National Anthem. You'll excuse me if I don't get all that down.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on today, but that was the National Anthem.
Yeah, well, yes, it was the National Anthem of America, of course. I mean, what are we going to play? Oh, Canada? That'd be pretty funny. That would be very, 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 very funny. All right, we'll be right back here. Just take a bit of a music break. You're watching the Phil TV version of NFL football, which a lot of people may say it's not as good as the regular version that you can see, but I would disagree. Now here's War Pigs.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Listen, everybody, it is National Meat Month at the month of January, and I realize I'm only laying this on you with 1 week to go, but please do go out and celebrate meat. I don't mean that sexually. Damn it. And welcome back here. There it is. That's the Broncos Stadium where the Broncos play. It's called Mile High Stadium. Wait a second. Sports Authority Field, and did they rename it?
Yeah, a lot of teams rename their stadiums because the stadiums is now sponsored by people. They've got to get the money to play there.
Okay, so the Mile High Stadium used to be called, this little bit of trivia for you, used to be called Bears Stadium. Bears Stadium. You know why? Because a team called the Bears played there. a team called the Denver Bears. They was a baseball team, and so they played at Bears Stadium. And then the Denver Bears didn't care anymore. It was too bad for them because the Broncos took it over and just turned the whole thing to hell and back. I mean, as far as the Bears was concerned, but the Broncos dug it, and that's how that stadium got the name that it has today. Steve Bozell, Bud Dickman, along the way here from Henry Radio. What's all that in the air? What is that?
Probably about fireworks and stuff.
Well, that's pretty lame to have fireworks in the daytime, but that's Denver for you. I'm only kidding around, Denver fans. Want to get out of the way now what our picks are going to be for the game today.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Denver Broncos in this game, and I'm going to take the 49ers in another game.
Okay, I anticipated that you would, Bud. But I would like to say at this time that I'm going to go against that. I am going to be picking in this game the New England Broncos, and in the other game,
being New England Patriots.
The New England Patriots, and in another game, the Seattle Bills and the Seattle Seahawks. And that's who I like, and that's the way it's going to be for me. Any comment from you, Bud Dickman?
No.
Okay. Does that mean you don't respect my pick, or?
I will say, well, first thing I want to ask you is why
am I picking those teams?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I'm picking those teams. Because I saw before the game started, the color commentary of the guys on TV, and they were all picking the teams that you was picking, which makes me think, well, I won't say.
No, I picked those teams before.
Well, anyway, and I just wanted to go against them. I wanted to go against them, and I wanted to just say, you know what? You think you're so good. You think you're so sweet and pure. I ain't buying it. I'm going to go my way. You go your way. That's the Bozell way. That's always been the Bozell family way, to go our way and you go your way.
Well, that's fine, but I still think that the Broncos will win and the 49ers will win.
Yeah, and I think the Patriots will win, and I think the Seaboys.
He's called the Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks. Pardon me. Forgive me. Right now, we got I don't know what's going on here in this game. Somebody better get that TV all adjusted right.
National Meat Month, and this highlight from the Bozell Dickman coverage of the playoffs has been brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, where we want to put our meat in your mouth. Go ahead, baby, tell them about it.
Here at Ted's.
What do?
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
There you go, see? To subscribe to the Phil Henry website and get the full game coverage of the playoffs from Bozell and Dickman, go to philhenryshow.com. Do it now, do it today. I did, Bill.